Hi, Dr. Sonia Olson here, long-term emergency clinician and currently a clinician wellness trainer with Blue Pearl's health and well-being team.
I'm Diana Barone, Blue Pearl's Northeast Regional Social Worker.
Together, we're going to be bringing you our new mobile wellness podcast, Shucking Oysters.
We're going to be cracking open those oysters to get a pearl of wellness wisdom. So let's dig in. So Sonia, you know, I think we've heard so much recently of, I just don't know how to cope with this. I don't know how to cope. I don't know how to deal. I don't know how to manage. And I think I'm really interested in exploring this a little more and thinking about what are our expectations of coping and what does it look like for us? What does it mean for me to cope? What is that my perception of that? What would that look like? What would it feel like? What would that mean for you? What would that mean for others? And how do we start to tune into, you know, when I experience this stressor, this moment, this anxiety, this anger, this fear, when I experience something, then this is what I need to take care of myself. So I'm curious about kind of how we tune into that and how we get to know more about that.
Yeah, I mean, what a great little pearl of wisdom this is, right, Diana? I think that when we say coping, it makes people go, huh, what does that actually mean? So I love that. And let's go ahead and frame it up even further for us. So in the vet profession, I think that there are some other things that we want to identify. So we know coping skills and strategies, we need to make a point to really think through it and assess what is uniquely going to suit you. And that means we're going to have to take a little approach of, huh, what have I got already that is maybe in my coping mechanism toolbox? What's healthy and maybe what's healthy-ish and maybe what's not so healthy? But I also want to call out something else, which is our mindset, our perception around ourselves. And this is a few pieces of what you might hear in your own head. I should have all the answers to problem solve and fix this. Or maybe I should sort out my issues on my own or risk being judged or shamed. Or even perhaps I feel like seeking help is a sign of weakness or that I'll be stigmatized by my professional community if I share that I'm in need of support. Those are important little call-outs because they can get in the way of us really looking more clearly around what is available to us and what we may need to ask help with. So that's the first thing, is really looking at your mindset, right? And then really do take a moment to just reflect, what do you already use now? What could be added? And are there some coping strategies that you've used in the past that you've neglected recently? So it's about getting quiet, reflective, and then honest and creative. So let's talk about how we build awareness, Diana, to touch base with what we need.
Yeah, that sounds great. How about if we can maybe move through a body scan exercise and we can really use this to check in with our physical selves, our emotional selves, and identify what we're thinking, what we're feeling, what we're physically experiencing, and we can start to integrate all those pieces of our human experience, right? Our thoughts, our emotions, our physicality, and then really start to tap into our internal resources and what matches maybe what we need in that moment. Sonia, can you guide us through that?
Thank you so much, Diana. So now let's go ahead and try a mindfulness practice that invites you to take the time to just scan and look at the sensations of your body without having to do anything or expect anything from the body, which is a little unusual. Typically, we're asking it to perform, to do something, to look good. So I'm just going to ask you to either to find a comfortable seat or to maybe push pause and find yourself a space where you can lie down comfortably. So you choose. Once you're comfortable, we're just going to start by taking a couple of really slow breaths at whatever cadence feels right for you. As you get settled, you can just determine whether it feels right to close your eyes or just lower your gaze. Just finding a place where you feel relaxed enough to just breathe and be. So we're going to start feeling into the body here, and we're going to move from your feet to your head. So notice first, where are the feet contacting the ground? If you're in a chair, they may be sitting full on the ground. If you're laying down, it may just be your heels pushing into the earth. Maybe you have a sensation of your toes, your ankles. No need to move, just noticing sensations that may be there, warmth, coolness, tingling. Not much of anything right now. Slide the attention through your calves, up through your back, up through your neck into the very top of your head. And we're going to go a little more slowly through that, and remembering that the intention here is simply to be present with the body and whatever is there or not there. There's not even a goal of relaxation. Of course, that would be lovely if you do, in fact, feel a bit more relaxed as a result. The goal really overall here is simply just to check in a really non-judgmental way. Feel what there is to feel. No need to stir anything up. If you find yourself wanting to wiggle around or shift, okay, let that be and just notice it. Okay, back to your feet. So we've ground ourselves with our feet first. We feel the contact with the ground. We move gently through the bones and the muscles on the underside of your feet, into the ankles. Just relaxing, noticing the muscles as they connect from your calf into your ankle and all the way up to your knee. The knees need some love. Pay attention to how they're feeling today. So much work happening there. Can you take a deep breath and just send a sense of warmth, perhaps, and gratitude for those knees into that space? And just notice what's there. Attention to the heaviness of the muscles of your legs, thighs, hamstrings, your glutes, settling through your hips. Steady breath as you go. Attention moves into your belly. And can you notice as you breathe deeply in and out that you might have the chance to massage your internal organs using the powerful diaphragm as you move your breath in and out of your lungs like a bellow. Feel your ribs move apart as you breathe in and slide back together as you exhale. Gently notice the rise and fall of the body as you breathe. Attention moves into your collarbones and along your shoulders. It can be helpful just to sigh and let some of that contracted muscle tension go that may be lingering there. Or maybe not. Maybe there isn't a lot of tension today. Notice the muscles of your biceps and your triceps, through the joints of your elbows. Feel the warmth or the coolness, maybe even the movement of blood through your forearms into your wrists. and an awareness of your hands, the palms of your hands on each fingertip. What sensations are there? Can you feel and be aware of your hands without actually seeing them? We're going to return all the way back up your arms, through the back of your neck, up through the back of your skull, through the top of your head, slide over to your face. What's there? What muscles are relaxed or tight? Your mouth, your nose, your cheeks, your eyes, your forehead. What does your face feel like? Is there tension in your jaw at all that you can just notice, maybe let go? Or just softening? As you take a deep breath up through the crown of your head, and then exhale and sigh it all the way down to your toes, maybe bring a little activity back now and start to give a little wiggle to fingers and to toes. And you're just inviting a little bit of increased mobility to wake up the body gently. Ankles, wrists, hips, shoulders. Maybe move your head, your neck a little bit, stretch in whatever way feels good. So as you come back, take a moment to reflect on your experience. What did you notice? And were you able just to be with what was? Did you discover that there were areas of relaxation or areas of tension that you weren't aware of? This practice is one that you can make as short or as long as you need to, but it's a wonderful way to come back to your body, to your breath. And it's like coming home. Thank you so much for taking the time to go through that practice with me.
Thank you, Sonia. I mean, we know an exercise like this can really help us emotionally regulate and get quiet enough to listen to what we need. And once we're in tune with that, we're actually able to provide ourselves what we need to cope in that moment. So for me, my neck really needed to be stretched. But for others, maybe it's something else that needs to be stretched, or maybe it's a feeling that you need to work with. Maybe it's sadness and you need to maybe have some support from your peers or from family. Maybe it's dehydration, you need to drink something, right? Maybe you're hungry. Maybe you need to relax instead of stretching something. So just taking that scan and giving yourself what you need in response. And really, whether that be the internal kind of value-based resources or the external resources that are regarding either connecting to or creating a community around you.
Yeah, I love this. And this is really an important part of us recognizing we have a lot more wisdom and skill and capabilities than we give ourselves credit for. But we have to take the time to really tap into them and recognize that they are there and then practice how to apply them. So that's really one of our intentions with this particular episode, is helping you to identify, where are you getting in your own way? Where are you far more capable than you give yourself credit for? And what else do you need, particularly around the external resources of community? So this brings us back to that fundamental concept again of self-compassion and awareness, right? So the resource that we wanted to share with you today is Sebane Selassie's book, You Belong. Wonderful, wonderful mindfulness teacher. She really hones in on absolutely self-compassion and how that manifests in many, many ways, particularly around the work that we are doing for ourselves and in society around inclusion, and that we belong, that we are worthy innately. Love that. So we're building up on our conversations of coping strategies next time. We are going to focus a little more on body tending next time, and that includes care of your body, your mind, your spirit. As part of that conversation, we will visit a number of concepts such as polyvagal theory exercises, which is really cool. So look forward to that. We really are so delighted to spend time with you again. Thank you for taking time with us. We wish you so well. Take good care.
And ciao for now, guys.
For more episodes of this podcast and other health and well-being resources, head to mypluralvet.com.